This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And both of those are our websites, and you will find great companies there to do business with. We have a helpline that's always open for you. That's 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. And any way we can help you, that's what our show is all about. Well, we're glad to have David Cishon back with us. David's with Cishon Financial Services. This is with the Householder Group. And David offers a free consultation for us. And that number is 720-482-1917. And recently on the show, we were talking about even getting second opinions, and we'll touch on that and the importance of that here a little bit later. But first of all, we will welcome David Cishon. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Scott. Thank you. Nice to be back.
Hey, it's great to have you. Always great to have you, and always good information as we are all looking into those retirement years and looking to have some money throughout that time. Today we're going to talk about some classes that you do, and you had some a few months ago, and now we're getting back in that schedule here after the summer and all, so we'll give you some dates here shortly. But first of all, let me just ask you this. I mean, a lot of people in your industry just sit in their office, kind of take those appointments, and they're happy with that. Why do you take the time to go out and do educational-type classes when, you know, you don't have to do that? I mean, you could sit there and just wait for the appointments to come, but
that's true.
What do you love about the educational side of this?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a master's in education. I always loved the educational world. And when I got into the financial world, I always found that education is the greatest equalizer for most people. The more they know, the more comfortable they are. So I always enjoy teaching folks how they can do certain things in their lives for retirement more than actually doing them. And we follow that through teaching courses, because it's always more fun to teach a class in front of a bunch of people than to talk to somebody one-on-one.
Sure.
And it further keeps me always up to snuff on what's going on, what's current, what's really happening in this world of financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
Because in financial planning, there are five areas. It's just not one. It's just not investments. Investments represents just 20% of the whole financial planning picture. And yet, it's not even the most critical in some respects.
Mm-hmm. So when you get to talking to these people, even before a class, concerns are probably the same with most people. They may voice it differently, but overall, the big thing is just not running out of money, which we talked on a previous show. But
absolutely,
that's the big thing, isn't it?
It's critical to folks. You've got to be able to be in retirement if you're going to enjoy retirement and not have to worry excessively about the expenses you incur every month.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have to worry about those expenses, or if you had a bunch of fixed income coming in that covered those fixed expenses, wouldn't retirement be a piece of cake? In many respects, not
sure,
counting health and other items, but I mean, just from the pure financial cash flow needs.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people do what they do now? Why do you do what you do now and go fishing in Alaska, for example? And the reason is that you have the income or the cash flow to do it.
Now, my wife questions that.
I understand.
Okay? But.
I understand. And in retirement, people that want to have a good retirement need to have the cash flow to cover certain items.
Mm-hmm.
There are fixed items, and then there are discretionary items, like going to see the kids more often or taking an extra trip, whatever the case might be.
Right. So when we get into these classes, there's so many things that make up your course. I wanted to take a few minutes and kind of go through some of the things that people will learn to these classes, and then we'll give out the dates and times here shortly. But so what am I going to learn if I come there?
Well, and And it costs a couple of dollars to come there, of course, but that, those monies do go to the college, not to us. But the point of it is, it's a refresher. Most of these people have done enough along the way so that, and probably seen a lot of the things and heard a lot of the things that we'll be discussing in class. It's kind of a refresher. And then it is to bring them up to date on the new tools and techniques they have to implement if they want, that brings them to the real world of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
So we take time to go through that. So they're going to learn a number of things, perhaps that they already know, but it's going to be a refresher, and then new things that they haven't heard. And we'll talk about that in a couple minutes.
Great. Let me give you some dates here to mark down. The first one is going to be in the afternoon, and that will be September the 18th, and that'll be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and then the second part of that course will be September the 25th. So this is going to be on two separate Tuesdays, September 18th, September 25th, from 1 p.m. to 3. If mornings fit you better, you can look at Thursdays, and that will be September 27th and October the 4th. And this will be from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on those days. This is Arapahoe Community College, and this is their Parker campus at 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And as David just mentioned, you know, there is a small fee for this. It's $35, okay? And this goes to the college. This isn't something that, you know, we're charging it whatsoever, or David's charging. This goes to the college for the course. And to call and register, you need to call 303-797-5722. That's 303-797-5722. And just hit those dates again. September the Tuesdays will be September 18th and September 25th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. or Thursdays, September 27th and October 4th. And that will be the morning sessions at 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And that cost is $35. Call 303-797-5722 to register. Okay, so let's get into a couple of things. And you mentioned, you know, investments, and we've mentioned this before. A lot of people think that's it, but there's so much more. And, boy, you cover a lot of great things in this course.
Yeah, and actually the people, the participants who do come will get course binders that have a lot of additional information in there.
Okay, great.
In addition to the stuff that we'll be touching on. But, for example, one of the first sections that we'll talk about is how long will my money last? You know, it's got to last from now until we're not here.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about the basic problems in making money last, and then some of the tools that you can make it last. And then we talk about retirement strategies, but more specifically, retirement tax strategies. You see, I'm a believer in trying to get to the lowest tax bracket possible.
Sure.
Pre-retirement and post-retirement. The reason being is that money in your pocket is better money elsewhere. Now, that's not to say we shouldn't pay our fair taxes. We do have to pay our fair share of taxes. However, when the taxes were first instituted back in, I guess, around 1912, the Internal Revenue Code was 12 pages. Today, it's approaching like 90,000 pages, with 15,000 of those pages probably coming in the last 10 to 15 years. I try to encourage people to understand my statement, and what I say is, you are in control of the taxes you pay. You just don't know the tools you can use. And those tools you may not like, so you won't use them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know about them. Most people haven't a clue about what they can do.
Right.
So we educate them on that in the tax strategies section. Then, of course, we'll touch on in the third section, in the typically the first day, is Social Security and Medicare. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there. There's new rules. Social Security is playing a larger and larger part for retirees, because some retirees have not worked the whole 35 years. They were forced to retire early. And but that's a guaranteed lifetime income. It's a source of money. If you think about that, you know, if you're 65 years old and you're going to get $2,000 a month from Social Security, and your life expectancy is 95, that's 30 years, that's over $700,000 of money you're going to get. That's a chunk.
Yep.
Any way you cut it. And that chunk of money has been an increasingly larger amount of the total monthly income a client needs, so it's very valuable. So understanding Social Security and its myriads of shutters in there is kind of important. Same thing with Medicare, understanding of Medicare and health insurance. Most people think, that we see anyways, that Medicare is going to cover long-term care if something happens, and of course it really doesn't. So, but understanding Medicare and how you apply and get to it, we take the time to go through that. And then typically in the second session of the course, we do something called optimizing portfolio withdrawals. You know, how do we get money out of our assets? There are a lot of advisors out there that help people grow their assets. But once you retire, it's a different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to have not growth and accumulation, but now we have to have distribution. What are the best tools to use to distribute those assets that you've worked a lifetime to build?
Sure.
And now can't afford to lose because the market tanks and goes down 40 or 50%. So we're going to look at optimizing those portfolio strategies, putting in equity protecting strategies or other type of strategies so that we can protect the monies that we have to a certain degree. Then we talk about an area that, you know, 15 years ago we never thought much about, and that's elder fraud prevention.
Man, that's huge.
It is unbelievable to the point that most financial organizations have elder fraud divisions in their banks or brokerage firms because it has become such an increasingly large attack by criminals. And many times, and we've run into this several times in our business, where we've detected some kind of concerns and found out later after reporting them that family members. It just seems there's a high percentage that it's a family member that's involved somehow. So we talk about the various aspects of elder fraud. And then we talk about, of course, long-term care and estate planning. And long-term care and estate planning is critical because one of the top priorities of people is, of course, health care. It's outliving my money and health.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at long-term care, and we look at the different options that people have, and we look at options that people don't even hear about. For example, the law was passed 3 years ago that allows people, if they want, to defer money on their for required minimum distributions. As you know, when you get to 70 and a half, if you have retirement monies, IRA monies, you have to start taking money out because Uncle Sam's wants you to take it out.
Sure.
Well, there's a way you can postpone your required minimum distributions to a certain degree now and take them at a later time, maybe at age 80 or at age 85. And that flow of income could be relatively substantial, much better than you get currently. And that could help defer some of the expenses. It doesn't take the place of long-term care protection totally. But there are ways of putting these things together for people to understand that they don't have to go out and buy necessarily a long-term care policy. That just goes up every year with the insurance companies hoping that at some point they'll either charge you enough or you'll drop it.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through a lot of those different aspects.
Yeah, that's great. And so, again, if you'd like to come to this class, I'm going to give you the dates one more time here. It'd be a Tuesdays, a pair of Tuesdays, September the 18th, September 25th. That will be the afternoon sessions from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Or if Thursdays and mornings fit you better, the dates will be September 27th. And October the 4th, and that'll be 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Again, this is at Arapahoe Community College, Parker Campus. It is 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And there is a $35 fee for this, but again, that goes straight to the college for the course. And all you have to do is call 303-797-5722 to register, and they will get you fixed up there. 30, 45 seconds here to end this, but I wanted to ask you, I think sometimes people hear about, you know, classes and retirement, and they think, hey, I'm not 60 or I'm not 65 yet. How advantageous would this be for somebody at 45 and 50 to come? I mean, to me, I see this being very valuable.
Well, it is, and we do have people that come in those ages.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're just trying to learn some of the aspects, again, that they've heard about before, but in a different type of setting, in a different type of manner that maybe they can actually comprehend, and that they can take away from these courses some tools that they could use. And they don't have to use them with us.
Right.
It's universal, but they are good tools, and they get them on the right page, because there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and there's a lot of misinformation.
Sure.
And most of that is just to try to sell something. It's
yep.
not reality.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, again, this is a great chance to meet David and also learn a lot of different things about retirement. So check out these dates again, September 18th, September 25th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Those are on Tuesdays. And then Thursdays, September 27th and October 4th, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Arapahoe Community College at the Parker campus. Call now to register, 303-797-5722. And again, the cost is $35. David, thank you so much, sir. We'll
You're
look
welcome.
Forward to our
thank
next
you.
Visit. Stay tuned for more of Haystack Help Radio right after this break.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, back when we started this in 2009, one of the first about three or four companies that joined us was Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. We had already been doing some business together through some other ventures. But, Kurt, hey, been a nice number of years for us.
9 years. You know, the only thing that's changed with us is you have a few more gray hairs
yeah.
than I do now.
Hey, I told the guy the other day, hey, it can turn color, just don't turn loose. I just don't want to be bald, you know? Yeah.
As long as I have hair and they're gray, unlike my brother, I'm in on that.
You know, you've been doing this a long time, and, boy, a lot of things have changed, and we were talking about earlier, you know, the different things that happened in 2009. But when you look at back then and where we are today with mortgages, what's better or what's worse for us?
Well, back in 2009, we were right in the middle of the mortgage meltdown. There were, 13 million people foreclosed in 2008. The unemployment was high, and everything was going in the wrong directions. They have revamped the mortgage industry, and anybody that's applying for a loan or wanted to buy a house, they understand there's a lot more regulations. Some of them seem to be overkill, but to be perfectly honest, a lot of them have been designed to protect the consumer, and we agree with. I mean, you now get the right to see your closing documents 3 days before the close. You and those numbers can't change. That mm-hmm. didn't happen before unless you were doing a refi.
Right.
So a lot of things have changed there, and I think they've all changed for the better.
Absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and I always refer to this as your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. Now, you got a tagline. You say where it's all about you. What does that mean to you, your company, and to the client?
Well, I've always been taught, I've been in the sales industry for quite a few years, and it's not about me, it's about my client. I don't work for me, I work for the client, and the people that I work with feel the same way. To where when the client comes in, what can we do to help you? Now, maybe I don't have the product. Mm-hmm. Maybe my rates aren't the best. I'm okay with that, but we will show you different ways to accomplish your goal, not mine. Because it doesn't matter what I want if it doesn't fit into your lifestyle. So where it's all about you takes us out of the picture and puts the customer first, which is what it's all about.
Sure. What do you feel sets you kind of apart? As we say, there's still a lot of mortgage companies out there and ads every day on everything. And, hey, this is advertising as well. But what do you think kind of sets you and your team apart?
Well, if you go back to 2008 when we had the mortgage meltdown, there were about 86% of the people that were doing mortgages are out of the industry. They're gone. One of the reasons we believe that we are where we are is strictly by the grace of God. I have no qualms about saying that. But the other thing is the people that God has surrounded me with in my business make my business better. I've just got great people that actually care about the consumer. We're all here to help make it work for them. We're not a standard mortgage company to where we just, you know, like a call center and you go in and we process you along. We listen to you, want to find out the mortgage that fits you. Maybe what we're offering you don't like, but at least you should see it to where maybe you didn't know about it and it works better than what you think. We do the standard 30 and 15 and 20 years in VA and FHA, but we also do others that may benefit you better.
Right. When you look at the whole scheme of the real estate, mortgage world, everything, are you finding this is going to be a pretty strong deal here, even through the end of the year?
Oh, without a doubt. I think, especially here in Colorado, the home prices keep going up. The demand for homes is there, and I believe that's going to continue because all you have to do is live in this state for about 30 days, and you realize you don't want to move.
Right.
So it's a great place to
sure.
be. Now, if we're natives, we would kind of like to spread out a little bit. No, I think the industry is going to continue. Rates are going to go up. Rates are going to go down. That's just a history of things. But the market is a good market, and Denver's a good place to live. So, yeah, I think the mortgage industry is going to stay.
Right. Let's talk about the team you've assembled there at Affordable Interest Mortgage. You got good staff there. Most of them been there quite a while.
Most of them have been there. We've been together 9 years. Most of them have been with me 9 or more years. Mm-hmm. I have a couple new people that have been me. One guy has been with
There's this one receptionist you could work on.
But the problem is I married that receptionist, so she's really the boss of the company. she'll like that one. But I've just got good people that have been with me for a long time, and that's just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about the term pre-approved and pre-qualified, and no matter how many years we do a show, no matter how many times we go over it, there's still confusion there.
They've actually got regulation on that. A pre-qualified means, according to the basic information, that, yeah, we think we can get you approved. Pre-approval means that you've actually been run through the system and talked to an underwriter. Your paperwork has been looked at by an underwriter, and they think the only thing they need for you to take delivery of the house or to refinance is for the appraisal. They already know your income, your assets. They know everything about it. That's a pre-approval. And most sellers, they won't even look at your offer unless they see a pre-approval.
Gotcha.
So that part of the industry has changed a lot. You used to go out and find a house or a realtor and then get the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to the realtors will tell you got to go out and get the pre-approval before they'll ever talk to you.
Sure.
They won't even talk to you unless you have that because there's so many people trying to buy homes. That market has changed so much.
Right. Again, Kurt Rogers is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. AIMortgage.net is the website. And as I mentioned, if you didn't catch the very beginning of this segment, Kurt's been with us a long time and the only mortgage company that we deal with. And, I was thinking about this morning driving over here. I listen to other stations from time to time just to see what's going on. And I'll hear different radio hosts, for 6 months they're saying this mortgage company is the best. Another 6 months goes by, then they're endorsing somebody else. Same thing with the car dealer. Man, I am proud to say and glad to say and blessed to say, you have been the only guy that I've done business with, and endorsed, and you've been that same company.
That's exactly
back to me.
Right.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been the only car dealership I've done, you know. Toured with Lakewood Plumbing. That's been the only plumbing company I've had. But that's what relationship, and we were talking about that this morning at a little meeting. It's all about relationships. And I think that plays a big role in this because, man, you're dealing with the biggest purchase people will ever make in their lives. So to go to someone that has the experience to get them in the right loan is huge.
I think it's very important, and it doesn't, you know, if you go to find a doctor, when you find a doctor, I've been looking for a doctor for 30 years. I finally found one. I mean, I have a doctor, but I never felt that comfortable. I have a doctor now that I can go in, and he will sit there and talk to me. He listens to what I need and what my desires are. And I think you need to find those throughout different things. You mentioned car dealership. You find a good car dealership or a good car salesman, you know, they actually will take care of you. Same thing with a mortgage broker. That's why we're a broker, because we're not tied to one bank and one philosophy. Our goal is to figure out what's good for you and present it to you. Because, again, like the show that we do on Tuesdays, it's your money. You need to figure out where you want to spend your money. It's not mine. It's yours.
Right. You have one great loan we want to talk about here in our last few minutes, the asset manager. And as we say, this isn't for everybody, just like a reverse mortgage isn't for everybody. But for some, this can be a life-changing loan.
For the people that I have, and I have close to 500 people that have this loan, I don't have one of them that doesn't like it. I don't have one of them that has not taken advantage of it. It is a loan that is unique. We're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixes. This loan doesn't work that way. It attaches a checking account to your mortgage. And basically, when you put your money into your checking account, it pays you the same rate as your mortgage, applies that to your principal, drives your principal down, and because it's a simple interest loan and not a compound interest loan, your payment goes down every month. And as your payment goes down, you have more money to leave in the account to get paid the same rate as on your mortgage, and it just feeds itself with lazy money. You can spend the money every month, but every day it sits there. It's saving you money.
Right.
And that's all applied to your principal. It's a phenomenal loan. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one foreclosure on that loan. There were $13 million in 2008. There's only one person ever foreclosed. It gives you the advantage of being able to skip a month or two if an emergency comes up. My neighbor was unemployed for 18 months. She didn't make a house payment. But because she had the equity, they were able to take it. She didn't lose her home, went back to work. It's just a great loan.
Self-employed people, and I realize, you know, different things can change at any minute. But as we're doing this show right now, what's out there for those self-employed folks?
There's actually, back in 2006 and 7, they had some very vague self-employed loans. Now they've tightened that down. But you can, with 12 months of bank statements or assets in the bank, you can get a loan. Now, they're not going to tie up the assets, but you can get a loan because they say in order for you to have the assets, that's kind of income to them. So it'll count it as income, and you can do the loan. Or if you can show 12 months, 24 months, either personal or business bank statements, and there's an average deposit of, let's say, $7,000, $8,000 a month, that's your income, and you can then qualify for a home.
Yeah. You've been great over the years, and we've had some credit specialists kind of in that you kind of deal with from time to time because, hey, things happen in life, all right? And there's some credit blips sometime. I always tell people, hey, if they're thinking about doing something 6 months to a year, it's never too early to call you to establish that relationship, let you see what's going on, because there may be some things they need to work on. It might take a few months.
I wish more people would do that. If you're thinking of refinancing or purchasing, and you know, it might be 6 months down the road, do us a favor, whether it's me or anybody, run your credit. You only need one credit report. You don't need all three. Run one. Find out what's on there. Find a real one. And then let somebody show you how to change your score in 30 to 60 days. It's real simple. And it's minor stuff that can be done, but nobody teaches that. I'm not a credit repair specialist, but over 20 years of doing this, I have learned that there's little things that you can do to move your score. I moved one lady's score 75 points with $1,000. 75 points, took her from the low sixes to 700. All she had to do was take $1,000 and put 200 on different credit cards, and her score went up. She had the money, she just didn't know. Simple little things can do miraculous things on your credit score, and because your credit score is 20 points lower than it should be, it can cost you $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in extra interest you're going to pay.
All right. About 45 seconds left. When I was corporate sales manager for Jake Jabs at American Furniture, Jake always said, find something you love to do and figure out a way to get paid for it. So now, what makes Kurt Rogers love what he does?
I know this might sound corny. I like helping people. I like showing people that there's another way to save money, that they don't have to fall into the norm and believe that all this stuff that people tell you is true. It's not true. There are ways that you can manage your money and keep more of yours and quit giving it away because somebody doesn't want to tell you of another way. I truthfully enjoy doing that.
Yep, great. Well, Kurt, always a pleasure. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. Affordable Interest Mortgage, AIMortgage.net, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. I promise you, Kurt and his team will take great care of you. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. As we always try to mention, check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And want to welcome a new member. Now, the company has been with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, but Steve Hurley is with the team there at AIM. You'll hear commonly referred to Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Steve handles their reverse mortgage area. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So, Steve, welcome, bud.
Well, thank you, Scott. I just wanted to let you know a little bit about me. I've been in the mortgage business now going on 19 years.
Okay.
And I have spent the last 8 years of that being totally dedicated to the world of reverse mortgages. And the reason for that's pretty simple. Like those people that use and get reverse mortgages, I too am a senior. Mm-hmm. And so I find that I can relate to them, the seniors, much easier.
Right. You know, I don't know if there's a more misunderstood product out there in the mortgage world than reverse mortgages, because there's so many misconceptions, and there's just downright lies out there about it from people that don't do them.
Well, yeah, that's true. The realities are is that most people that think they understand reverse mortgages, that's a result of being around other seniors who have heard either really good things or horror stories about mm-hmm. reverse mortgages. More often than not, those things that are horror stories are not true. There are ways that we as mortgage professionals can help allay some of those issues just by simply sitting down with our clients and ask the question. Right. Let me answer them for you. Let me lead you to those areas in this world that will really tell you the value of what a reverse mortgage can be for you. Don't be scared of it.
Sure.
Just understand it and learn it.
Yep, absolutely. So we're going to start really at the basics, and I think most people understand the term reverse mortgage, but they don't really understand, you know, what it is. So when we talk about a reverse mortgage, reverse makes it sound like it's different from a regular mortgage. So tell us the difference.
Well, it is different. And the legal term for it, by the way, it's referred to as a HECM, which is a home equity conversion mortgage. And simply what it does is it allows a homeowner with sufficient equity in their home, even if they still have a mortgage, depending upon the numbers, it will allow them to gain access to the equity that they have in their home without ever really having to pay that loan back.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a traditional, if you will, HELOC or home equity line of credit, this too is one of those, but there's no payment requirements until after the last person leaves the home.
Gotcha.
And oh, by the way, it's important for you to understand also, you have title to your home. It's your home, it's your money, and you have the choice of using that money how you see fit.
Right. And that was question number two. Will the bank own my home?
No.
And so, again, we go back to those misconceptions, and people think, you know, they don't own their home anymore. It's just like a regular mortgage.
It is.
I mean, the bank holds the note. Right?
That's exactly okay. Right. As a matter of fact, from a detail perspective, there are two deeds of trust that are recorded with every reverse mortgage, one by the lender and one by FHA.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that, and that is for some reason, the lender were to go out of business, and we can't say that they never do because we've seen it happen
sure.
in the past. FHA takes over. As an example, if you're getting money on a monthly basis, FHA ensures that you continue getting that money. If for some reason you took a lump sum at closing and there was still some money left over, FHA ensures that that money is still made available to you because there's many ways that you can gain access to that money over time.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, Steve Hurley is our guest. Steve is with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach him for a free consultation, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. You know, one thing I appreciate the way you guys do business, unfortunately, there are some people out there that are not treating seniors upright and honestly. But you told me when we first met about this that, hey, anybody can come to a meeting. I mean, if I call you and say, hey, I want you to come to my home, hey, you say, hey, bring your kids, bring your financial advisor. You can bring who you want. There isn't any secrets here.
That's absolutely correct. And if you choose to do that, I'm more than happy to sit down and answer any and all questions from whatever level that's in the meeting, whether you're, like you said, whether it's a financial advisor or a child that's concerned about
mm-hmm.
what's the value of this for my parents.
Sure.
They will know when the meeting's over what the value is for them. So
right.
I'm more than happy to have that conversation.
So when we talk about qualifications, I can't remember what year it was now that brought the changes a little bit, a few years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years back.
Yeah, brought some changes, but first of all, we want to let you know reverse mortgages are still available because a lot of people thought, you know, maybe with the changes they weren't available anymore. So they are readily available, but they're not for everyone. And you've said that too.
That's correct. They are not for everyone. And the realities of this world are that without knowing the questions you have that doesn't allow me to answer you,
sure.
It's really important that I can have that. Interaction with you, with the idea that in the long run, you're going to find out over time that this is the most regulated loan that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
FHA regulates it. You have to go through counseling. There are non-traditional reverse mortgages out there, meaning that they exceed the FHA allowable limit, and those are referred to as jumbo reverse mortgages, and those are available. A lot of people also don't understand. You can buy a home with a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
They're going, what? How does that happen? Well, it happens just like you do a regular mortgage, except you're able to go ahead and take whatever funds you have available to buy another home.
Okay.
You might want to downsize.
Sure, absolutely. So let's talk about qualifications. What are the current guidelines?
62 years old is the age of the youngest borrower by which we can go ahead and do the reverse mortgage. That person may have a spouse that's under 62. they can become what is referred to as a qualifying non-borrowing spouse. What does that mean? Well, that means that you can do a reverse mortgage, and if something should happen to the primary borrower, the other person can live in that home for as long as they live. Now, they will not continue to receive funds from the reverse mortgage, but they don't ever have to make that mortgage payment. All they have to do is make sure that they keep up with their taxes and their insurance.
Right.
And if you have a homeowners association, obviously you want to keep up with that, and normal maintenance.
Sure.
And like I said, again, you only have to be 62 years old or older.
So let's talk about the steps in this. So someone hears you today and they say, hey, I've heard about reverse mortgages.
Okay.
I at least want to look into it. Let's talk about the timeline. You meet with me. It sounds like we want to move forward. What happens then?
Well, the first thing that really happens after I get some very basic information, as an example, the names and birth dates of the borrower and his spouse, or her spouse, whoever. Once I get that information, and then I find out how much you owe on the home, or if you don't owe on the home, and we've kind of figured out what the value of that home would be, and that's just a guesstimate at this point. I would prepare and deliver to you a proposal and said, okay, here's what we have based upon the information given. Now, what you need to do, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, is you need to schedule a reverse mortgage counseling session. Mm-hmm. I will give you the names and phone numbers of local reverse mortgage counselors, as well as a national call-in line that you can use to get your counseling done if it's not convenient for you to go and have it done face-to-face.
Right. And that the purpose of that counseling is just to ensure, you shot straight with them, which I know you do, but make sure people shoot straight with them.
Absolutely.
And that they really understand it. Because you know what? I've heard something the first time. It didn't all sink in.
Yeah.
Hear it the second time, and it helps clear some things up.
That's correct. And that's part of the regulation being an FHA-insured loan.
Right.
They want to make sure that the people that get these mortgages, they really do understand all of the nuances of the mortgage. I mean, I can tell them, and I will tell them.
Sure.
The counselor will tell them, and then they'll tell him. And then when it comes to closing the loan, we'll tell them again.
Right.
So there should be no misunderstanding as to the value and the responsibilities associated with doing that reverse mortgage.
Okay. So then once you finish the counseling, then what happens?
Well, then once I get that counseling certificate in hand and you have signed the original loan application, I upload it to a lender who goes out and gives me an FHA case number. That FHA case number comes back to me. We then go to an appraisal management company. The appraisal management company sends out the request to their appraisers to pick up that inspection. The appraiser themselves will call the homeowner and schedule the time.
Gotcha.
Okay. Once they schedule that time, and then normally within a week or a week and a half, we will actually have the hard copy appraisal report, and then we can start dealing with real numbers.
Okay.
I may have said a home was worth $300 or $350 and come back, it's worth $375 or $425.
Sure.
And that obviously that affects all the the calculus, if you will.
Gotcha.
Now, once that's been done, then it's uploaded to underwriting. We use three different reverse mortgage lenders. All of them are very well known. So what we do is we upload that information along with the information that we requested from the borrower. So I need to back up just a second. As an example, if they're on Social Security, I need their award letters. I need a picture of their driver's license and Social Security card, if at all possible. Most of that's for Patriot Act purposes. And if there's enough information there, then we'll pull credit because we have to.
Sure.
Because we want to make sure there are no existing liens on the property.
Right.
Right. So Then once all that information is provided to the lender, we wait for underwriting, we get conditions, we clear the conditions, and then we get it clear to close. Normally, when we get it clear to close within 48 hours, we can, in fact, close the loan. By and large, I go to the client's house. We meet down with them. I have a notary with me, a notary closer. He or she will go ahead and will do that close, and the loan's done.
Right.
And because it is a refinance, even if you own your home free and clear, it is considered a refi, and you've got your 3-day right of rescission, just like you do in any other refinance loan, whether it be forward or reverse.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, sir. Do you need to do any kind of disclosure before we get out of this segment?
I do.
Okay.
And that would happen to be my NMLS number, which is 243-200. We are regulated by DORA, and also we are a equal opportunity lender.
All right, sir. Well, Steve, okay. Great to have you in. We're going to be doing some more shows on this, and if you, Steve, can help you, give him a call, 720-895-0500. As I mentioned, this is a free consultation. It will cost you nothing to meet with Steve, and he'll be glad to come to you as well. So give him a call, 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered Company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have John Hinkle with us. Online Trading Academy. And Online Trading Academy is one of the first companies that came on with us with Haystack Help back in 2009. So, again, these folks have been doing it the right way for all of these years. And they are the largest financial educator in the country. And with that, welcome, John, back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be here, Scott.
You know, when we talk about all these different centers that you have, this is a great advantage to me for students, because if they relocate somewhere, move somewhere, when they want to get back in maybe with some more training and stuff, pretty good chance there's a center fairly good travel to them.
Yeah, one of the great things that about the Academy is we've got campuses all over the world, more than 40 of them, I think 42 at last count. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's right. And really all over the U.S. and throughout the English-speaking world. So, and we have students that, you know, that move to other locations. You know, we are in a mobile society, so one of the great things about the Academy is wherever you go, you know, there's usually an academy nearby that can further your education.
Right. You know, it's been a while since we kind of reset who you are and your professional background in this. So take just a minute and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, before I started running the Denver branch of the Academy, I spent 25 years as a professional trader. I spent 15 years on the Chicago Board Options Exchange trading for myself, buying low and selling high every day. And then I spent, after that, I spent 10 years at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the largest futures exchange in the world, trading electronic futures for myself in my account. And, one of those things that happens as you age, when I turned 50, I knew I wanted to do something else, and I wanted to get back out west. I grew up in Arizona, so I wanted to get out west where there's a little sunnier than Chicago. And for the last 6 years, I've been teaching people at the Academy, or running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy, teaching people how to trade and invest.
Right. And we've mentioned this before, but don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. Tell us a little bit about the campus.
Yeah, we've got a great campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center. We've got three classrooms where we teach people how to trade and invest using a highly precise patented method.
Okay. Now, I think the thing that scares most people when you talk about stock market is just the volatility. I mean, things go up and down, and you hear of some of the really rich guys losing just, in Texas, we would say, boatloads of money in an hour or two, you know. And so, I mean, Warren Buffett the other day, I saw him doing some stuff. So tell us how you guys look at the market.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we kind of reduced the markets to the simplest component. We're concerned with price action, because that's something knowable. That's something in front of you. You can see. If you can read a chart, we can teach you how to trade, as one of our instructors likes to say. We tend to filter out the news. A lot of times, the news has people doing the exact wrong thing at the mm-hmm. wrong time, and we want to look at actually price action. So we'll teach our students to look at the markets a lot differently probably than they have. We're not chasing the hot tips from your neighbor or the hot tips that you see on any of the financial news networks. We're interested in having a very grounded approach to looking at the market.
All right. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. And John does this for us every once in a while, but talk to him a little bit before this segment here. And tell us about this half-day class that you have and what you're going to do for us.
Yeah, well, it's really a great class. It's an opportunity to really learn about the markets, you know, from the ground up, why the market goes up, why it goes down. We're going to show you during that class how to make more money with less risk. We're also going to give you a step-by-step process you can take to really make the market work for you.
Right. And, you know, I was in a bookstore the other day picking up something for a guy, and I just was looking around, and, man, many people have written books about stuff, but when you look at your proven method for over 40 years, that's a lot better investment of 3.5 hours, I think, to come to a half-day class.
You know, it's funny. There's more diet books, self-help books on diet and investing than any other kind. And frankly, that's probably not the best way to do it. You know, one of the things that I think about the investing world and trading world is just like a lot of, if you look at people that are tradesmen or people and, you know, a doctor, you go to school and then you become an intern and then you do your residency. Mm-hmm. Trading's the same way. It's a skill that people learn, and it's really about having a mentorship process, and that's kind of what we really offer at the Academy when it gets down to it.
Right. You know, I think one thing that I was talking with some of the younger folks here at the station the other day, and we were just talking about how really, I mean, most, you know, kids, their parents that were, you know, let's say if we're in that 50 to 60 range, parents didn't teach us a lot about money, and schools don't teach us a lot about money. So I think, what's a challenge you'd give somebody out there? Hey, if you're in that 40 to 50 range, you think you're doing good, whatever. I mean, again, you don't realize how much money it's going to take to retire, right?
Yeah, and it's not just retirement, too. I mean, people want to live an enriched lifestyle. If you think about it, it feels like people I talk to, wages really haven't kept track with mm-hmm. what things are cost. So, I mean, think of what the housing market's done. Think of the cost of education. Think of the cost of health care. You know, people aren't really keeping up with those expenses. So it's not just retirement. It's you know, I talk to families every day that they kind of feel like they're stuck and they're frustrated that they can't get to where they want to go. And trading and investing might be something that could move them forward. And so I always encourage people to come and kind of check that out at the half-day class and see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact for you.
Do you see any advantage where, or do you have a lot of couples that come together where they kind of want to learn together?
Yeah, you know, and we see a lot of couples that come together. Usually one spouse or the other is interested in trading, the other's there for support. But I think it's always great, you know, if you're in a significant other, to have that person on the same page with you.
Right. Again, we've talked about their instructors a lot of times, but in your opinion, I mean, what do you guys look for in an instructor? I mean, what makes a good teacher like that?
Well, I think the most important thing is, well, first off, there's certain qualifications they have to have. They have to be a professional trader, number one. However, that's not really enough to be a really good instructor. You have to be able to communicate things to people that are brand new to financial markets. People that are real novices to trading and investing. You have to be able to communicate in a way that they can take that information and apply it themselves to make a meaningful impact on their own trading and investing.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-217-4511. Tell them you'd like to come to this half-day class. During this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. As I mentioned earlier, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived. All you have to do is mention Haystack Help Radio. Again, that number is 303-217-4511, and you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. John, man, another 10 years, we'll be doing this again.
Always.
You guys have helped a lot of people. My mechanic, even, that I've used for probably 15 years, you know, came to the class there and is doing some things with you. And, I mean, he said, man, he goes, you know, it's cool. He goes, because I don't want to make a mistake. And it's not that you won't make a mistake. I don't want to say that. But he said, I want to have people that have already been down that road teaching me.
You know, it's like anything else. It's easiest to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's already doing it. I don't care if your goal is to be a chef or a barber,
right,
or you know, an electrician or a doctor. You want to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, that can teach you the right way and maybe help you avoid some of the mistakes that they may have made along the way.
Sure. Well, give them a call today. Take advantage of this half-day class, 303-217-4511, tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be sure and check out that website once again, tradingacademy.com, and take advantage of this free half-day class. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.